Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for all that you allow us to achieve from morning till now. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters and their workplaces and their ministry and all the things they achieve. We thank you, Lord, for the provision, for good health, for protection, for the answered prayers. Thank you for the favor that we receive from you and from men. And we come to you, Lord, this worship in your hand. We invite you to come with the Holy Spirit and be with us this evening. Touch each and every one of us here and our brethren, other places, and the congregations of the church and the families and other places. We invite you to rule over us and reign and speak to us and guide us and direct us. Thank you, Lord, for your place, your church here in UAE and the extension of it in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also Australia, also USA, Sierra Leone, Malawi, also Nigeria, Uganda, and other places that you spread your church. We thank you, God, and we bless you for all the ministries and workers. Thank you for the favor we receive from the governments, for all the logistic needs and documents that we are receiving. We thank you also, Lord, for favor, and we continue to pray for this government and these countries to prosper. So we too will prosper in the name of Jesus. We pray that we commit ourselves, Lord, to evangelize, lead us to reach new people, to tell them about you and to speak your goodness. I pray for more souls to accept Christ, to get water baptized. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, I pray that once again refill us with the Holy Ghost, oh God, and give us the spiritual gift that we need to evangelize, reaching the lost, oh God, to heal the sick, give us faith, gift of healing. Also, Lord, gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and whatever we need of gifts, pastoring, prophesying, teaching. You'll be the one to provide for your church talents and skills that we need to do the work of yours. Thank you for the ministry of the worship ministry. We thank you also for all the prayer warriors. We thank you for the publication ministry. We thank you for the translation ministry. We thank you for the farming ministry. We thank you for all that you give to your church of ministries to serve you and to reach people. And we pray also, Lord, for this evening, you anoint our worship, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, the message, your word, and anoint the giving. Oh Lord, even this recording, I pray in the name of Jesus, you anoint this recorded message and make it reach to the rest of our brethren and the congregation, the families who are part of the church. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's all it's time to worship the Lord.
We are here to
Fear not to obey God. Fear not to do what is right. Fear not to follow Jesus. Fear not to go and serve Him, for He is always with us. Fear not, for I am with you, say the Lord. Let's clap our hand to God now and give Him glory and honor for all deliverance, for all the protection and guidance and help and miracles that He had done and He is doing and He is going to do. Fear not, say the Lord. Yes, O Lord, we continue, be strong in you, we will not fear, we trust you, O God, in our lives that you will do great things for us. Here we are, O Lord, standing in your presence, we are waiting for you, O God, to move and act. Here we are, O Lord, abide in us as we are willing to abide in you, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for your presence in the life of your church and your people. We pray, Lord, even this time you speak to us. As we sit in your presence, you speak your word and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offering and our festival to the Lord. Thank you, God, for all that we have received from you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. And to us, we magnify, we adore you. And I pray, Lord, you open the windows of heaven and bless your people who brought their tithes and offering and who had brought their first fruit to you. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified, O God. And I pray that this money will be used for your glory and you will be reaching out to new people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue today our series, Faith and Deeds. We start to speak about the faith and the deeds of Abraham. And we get our scriptures from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 20-24, that the faith of Abraham and his goes along with his deeds. And we read also from the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 17 and 20, how Abraham gave his tithe. He was the first one written in the Bible. He brought his tithe to the Lord. And last message, last week, we spoke about Jacob, how he committed his life to the Lord when the Lord appeared to him. And he committed himself to the Lord and to the Bethel, being the house of God. And also that he committed himself that he will give the tenth of all that he received to the Lord. He will give his tithe to the Lord. Today we'll continue to speak about tithing and examine scripture from the life of Jacob. And the scripture will help you to understand the importance of tithing, why you need to bring your tithe to the Lord and in the place that God wants you to bring. Jacob really was blessed by the Lord, and he blessed his journey, and he gave him a suitable wife, Leah. But Jacob was not happy with God's choice, and he took Rachel, his sister, as also wife to him. And Jacob stayed with his uncle Laban for 20 years, and he saved him for 20 years. And after he finished 20 years, the Lord asked him to go home and to take all his big family and to go back home. And in his journey, God protected him from the hand of his uncle Laban, and also God protected Jacob from the hand of his brother Esau, who wanted to harm him. And we can read in Genesis chapter 33, verse 18 to verse 20 the following. And Jacob came to Shalim, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city, and he bought a parcel of a field where he spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it Elohi Israel. Now, we understand here that Jacob had set an altar in Shechem, and he had neglected his promise to God that if God will bless him, that he will set up his altar and he will return to Bethel and set his altar here, there. So he was wavering in that commitment. He wavered in his commitment to the Lord, and instead of he would go back to Bethel, he came to Shechem. And we know that what kind of a trouble that Jacob would pass through when he did like that. Let's read book of Genesis chapter 34. We read the whole chapter. We see that how things went bad because he break that commitment with God. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. See, here the girl was introduced to a man and she was raped. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spoke kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the son of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought fully in the Israel in laying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you, and ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, let me find the grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as he shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent unto you, if you will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem's Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing because he had delight in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all his house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem his son came into the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein for the land. Behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us, for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem, his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Then as the brethren took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives, took their captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me to make me to sting among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house." And they say, "Should he deal with our sister as with harlots?" Now, we can see, now this is the problem that had really happened, that Dinah was defiled, was raped, and this situation had come because Simon and also Levi, they had revenge of what had happened to their sister because they treated her as harlot. And now we can see that Jacob and his family, and that was the church at that time, be in trouble. And who is the reason of that problem that had come on all the people that were with Jacob and his family? The reason was Jacob, who break his commitment with God. Instead that he would, when God would bless him, he would go back to Bethel and build an altar there and give his tithe there. And he went and he did something else. He break his, you know, he break his commitment. Some of you may say that Jacob had made this promise to the Lord 20 years ago, and now maybe after 20 years that what he promised he might be forget. But you know, the scripture teaches us that God reminded him and God told him to go back to your place. God spoke to him and also reminded him about Bethel. Let's read book of Genesis 31, and let's read verse 1 to verse 13. 31, verse 1 to verse 13. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, "Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all his glory, all his glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy father, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before. But the God of my father has been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father had deceived me and changed my ways 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he say thus, the spicket shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear spicket. And if he said thus, the ring struck shall be thy hair, then bear all the cattle ring struck. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lift up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were rings struck, spicked and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which live upon the cattle are ring-struck, specked and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. So here God reminded him, when he commissioned him to go back, he reminded him about that he is the God of Bethel. We must need to notice that in whatever God had placed us, we need to be faithful to God by bringing our tithes that God had put us part with. You know, I've seen many circumstances where families, members, individuals were having a hard time and get destroyed because they waver with their commitment, and they were destroyed because they break their vow and their commitment to the Lord. They withhold giving their tithes to the church that God had placed them. You know, when you withhold your tithes, not to bring your tithe to the Lord, it must belong to you. The amount of the tithe that you are withholding from God and from the church and the family that God put you, the same amount will be taken away from you through sorrows and through also troubles. So better you obey the Lord and don't break your commitment to God. Now, here we can understand that Jacob was in situation of troubles and he needed to be restored, and thanks be to God that he went back to him in his faithfulness. God reminded Jacob of his covenant, of his commitment and covenant with God, and he commanded him to go back to Bethel. Book of Genesis 35, verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, and that appear unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Now here clear, the Lord commissioned him to go back. He reminded him now, again, and told him to go back. Truly, Jacob repented and he took his family and he went back to the street. Verse 2 onward to verse 7. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the stranger gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto the Lord, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the day which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because their God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Here, Jacob went back and did what he vowed for. Some people, they will say that the amount that Jacob had spent in Shechem to buy the land and to build the altar, it may be the same, the amount that he spent for his starting. God is not after hair. God is not after the money that that we need to bring to Him, but God after that we need to abide with the word of Him, and we need to commit, and we need to do what we have committed ourselves to do for the Lord. And some also may say that, you know, Jacob, he can't give his tithe to this church or to other church. There is no difference. No, that's not correct. There is a big difference, because the teaching in Shechem, and from what we have read, does not go along the scriptures. Here we come understand that Jacob, when he took his family from Shechem, he cleansed his family. He told them to remove the foreign gods, the earrings, and to change their clothes, because the kind of life that they were living does not go along the word of God. God does not want you to stay in a church where you and your children are not disciplined, where foreign gods, where gadgets and also mobiles are giving and allowed to your children and youth, and get spoiled. God does not want you to stay in that place. God wants you to come back to the church that God had placed you. And that is how to keep your commitment and keep your vow to God. In addition, every one of you, every one of us, we need to be honest with God and tell all what you have received in the form of salary, part-time allowances, transport allowance, accommodation allowance, food allowance. All these need to be tithed, because based on Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, book of Leviticus 27, verse 30, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. Therefore, we need to give the tithe of everything. And in case, when you delay your tithe, when you withhold your tithe, and you want to bring him back, you need to add the fifth of it to the value. We can read Leviticus 27, verse 31. And if a man will add or redeem out of his tithe, he shall add there to the fifth part thereof. Let's now satisfy with what we have learned today. God's willing, we continue next week. Let's now start. Stand in God's presence. Come to the Lord. Repent of your breaking your commitment. And recommit once again to the Lord. Back to Him, to be the Lord over your life, back to His church, and back to bring your tithe and offering and first fruit to Him. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you sent to your church to teach us your ways and your command. I pray, Lord, for all my brothers and my sisters who repented and come back to you. Accept them and use them to do the good work that you had a plan and you had ordained for them to do. Lord, take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.